world, this is Wichita.
One more dear home, I with rapture beholding, and faith of thee.
The Wichita Eagle proudly presents another thrilling story of the fearless princess of the plains. Since 1872, the Eagle has faithfully written the story of this city, and from the rich columns of history preserved in the files of this newspaper for every member of the family comes the inspiration for these weekly programs. We cordially invite you to listen to This is Wichita. The Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the baton of Russell Lowe, opens our program with El Choclo. Now, just a word of welcome to the many new residents of Wichita. We hope that you will like our city and that you will find profitable employment. And we wish to call your attention to the splendid service offered by the Wichita Eagle. If you're looking for a room, apartment, or house, read the classified advertising section of the Wichita Eagle, where you will find a large list of rentals advertised every day. If you don't find what you want advertised in the Eagle, come to the office at Market and William Streets and ask for the Classified Rental Information Department. The Wichita Eagle, in cooperation with members of the Wichita Real Estate Board, advertising in the Eagle, will assist you in solving your rental problem. If you want to buy, rent, sell, or exchange, use Kansas' largest classified medium, the Wichita Eagle. Listen now to the First Federal Quartet as they bring you Come to Me in My Dream.
My dreams, and then by day I shall be well again, for then the night will more than pay the hopeless longing of the day.
As thou camest a thousand times, a messenger from radiant climes,
and smile on my new world, and be as kind to others as to me. Come to me in my dreams, and then by day I shall be well again, for then then the night will more than pay the hopeless longing of the day. Come to me in my dreams. Now
we turn back to the files of the Wichita Eagle, where we find another dramatic story of the past. Tonight we present the story of one of Wichita's bravest characters, the story of Mike Mayer, City Marshal in 1877. Let's go to the corner of Main and Douglas on the last day of December in 1877. A big New Year's parade is being viewed with great enthusiasm. The brass band is marching in all its glory. There are floats representing historical scenes. There are cowboys and Indians. It's an impressive parade, calling for applause.
Seems to me you're being paid.
I'm not interested, Father.
No?
Hey, Nan, I want to see you.
Just as soon as the parade's over.
Indeed. It seems to me it would be better if you went on with the parade, Rob Hawkins. I've nothing to say to you.
Oh, Nan, you aren't still mad at me, are you? Listen, Nan, I couldn't help it because I got in that fight last Saturday.
It seems you never can help getting into fights. You're always in them. You better ride on. You'll be left out of the parade.
Oh, hang the parade. I'm going to talk to you. Nan, listen to me.
Well, now, here, if you two are going to fight, you'd better move out of this crowd. Nan, what in the world's the matter with you? What's this young rascal done to make you so peeved?
Gee, I swear I haven't done anything, sir. I just got in a little fracas at the church social last Saturday, and Nan thinks it's all my fault.
Oh, Father, he's always fighting. Just because he thought young Charlie Wiggum was getting fresh.
Well, he was getting fresh. He was making nasty remarks to me. I ask you, Mr. Hoy, what could I do?
Don't ask Father. He'll agree with you, of course. But I still say that fighting's no way to settle things.
Now, Nan, sometimes that's the only way a man can settle things. After all, a man's got to protect his honor and dignity. There ain't much respect given to a man that backs out of a fight.
But I'd respect him. The idea of fighting like a common barroom brawler. Why, Rob's just no better than that awful Cy Cowell that was arrested it today.
Oh, now, Nan, you know better than that. And listen, honey, I promise not to do one bit of fighting tonight if you'll just go to the dance with me.
Oh, Rob, I wish I could believe you.
Look, Nan, I cross my heart. If you'll go to the New Year's dance with me, there'll be no fighting.
Well, I'll have to think it over. Come on, Father, we've got to go home.
Well, can I call for you tonight?
I'll see, but I won't call.
Don't worry, Rob. I think she'll let you take her to the dance. You see, she's got a mighty pretty costume, and I don't reckon she's going to stay at home now and not go.
Gee, I hope so. So long, man. See you tonight.
Hey, Rob. Have you seen Mike Meager?
Oh, hello, Mr. Brown. No, I ain't seen him since the little fracas just before the parade. I understand he arrested your hack driver.
Yes, doggone it. I'd let Cy rot in jail if it wasn't that I needed someone to drive the hack down to the station. Did you see the trouble? What the dickens did Cy do?
Oh, he just got in a little argument with old Four Eyes Dennison while he was auctioning off some ponies. And the first thing you know, he was a-popping Dennison over the head with a neck yoke.
Oh, the darn fool. He hasn't got a lick of sense when he's drinking.
Well, say, there's the marshal now.
Oh, good. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Brandy. Hello there, Brandy.
Well, what's on your mind? Mike, doggone it. I've got to get Cy out of jail so he can drive the hack to meet the train tonight.
Well, now, Brownie, that's all right with me. Just go down and see Judge Reeves, and maybe he'll let you put a bond for him. Well, I was sorry I had to take Cy down, but no, he broke Dennison's arm.
Oh, I know it isn't your fault, Mike, but I'm going down and get him out. I'll see you these days down at the stage barn.
All right, Brownie. see that you keep him down there, and it'll be all right. Si's a pretty bad hombre when he's drinking, and we don't want anyone to spoil the New Year's fun.
Well, thanks, Mike. I'll be responsible.
Okay. Gee, Mr. Mayor, you sure did take the Si a sailing for that calaboose. Lots of folks around here are kind of afraid of him.
Well, that's just my job, Rob. Got to keep order in the old town, you know.
You think it's going to be much of a job tonight? A lot of the cowboys are starting to celebrate pretty lively already.
Oh, I don't think we'll have any trouble at all. And that reminds me, Rob, I don't want to hear about you getting in any more fights like you did last Saturday.
Oh, gosh. I couldn't help it, Mr. Mayor. You know them Wiggum brothers? They've been picking on me for a long time. And last Saturday, I either had to fight Charlie or get laughed at. Now, I ask you, what would you have done if somebody dared you to fight?
Why, officially, for the sake of the public peace, I wouldn't fight. But unofficially, I think I'd knock the daylights out of it.
All right, Si, come on out of there. Your boss wants you bail.
Yeah, come on out, Si. I'm responsible for you now, and I'm going to take you down to the stage barn.
Yeah, that's so? All I want to do is find out Mike Mayer will throw me in there.
Here now, none of that. Mike Mayer was only doing his duty as marshal.
Yeah, I'll show him what his duty is.
Oh, no, you don't. Go on back in that cell if you feel that way. I need you to drive that hack tonight, but you've got to promise to stay away from any saloons or trouble.
Well, lock him back up, Mr. Brown.
Oh, wait. I'll promise. I'll do whatever you say, Mr. Brown.
Well, that's more like it. Now, remember, you're to stay down at the stage barn, and you're not going looking for trouble with the marshal. You understand?
Sure, I understand. Just let me get out of here.
Say, did you hear about Si Cowell? He got out of jail.
You mean he broke out?
No. Brownie let him out so he could drive the hack to the station tonight.
That's bad business, I say. You know Si Cowell ain't gonna forget what Mike Mayer done
to him. Sure, I know it. Si's down in Jim Dagner's saloon now, getting a snoop full and shooting off his mouth about what he's gonna do to Mike.
Looks like it's gonna be a lively New Year's Eve.
And indeed, Wichita was to have a lively New Year's Eve. There was to be a masked ball in the old Eagle Hall at the corner of Main and Douglas, while many Wichitans were dancing to the strains of the orchestra. An eerie drama of suspense was to be played on the street. Si Cowell was nursing a grudge against Mike Mayer. While the dancers were whirling to the strains of a merry waltz, Si made his appearance.
Where is he? Where is that little tinhorn marshal?
Now, look here, Si. You're just asking for trouble. Now, why don't you forget this here grudge you got?
Don't tell me what to do. I'm looking for Mike Mayer. I'll show him who's a big boss in this town.
Isn't that Si Cowell over there by the door?
Yeah, he's looking for Mike Mayer. Looks like there's going to be trouble, man.
Well, you're going to stay out of it.
Oh, sure. This is enough.
You're right. They're just dancing with the joy of anticipation.
No, they're not. Somebody ought to warn Mike that Si's looking for him. Come on, man. Let's dance over by the door. Would you mind staying here for a while and let me go warn Mike?
Well, no, of course not, Robert. You think you really should.
I do, man. So's toting a gun. I think he means business, all right, and Mike ought to be warned. I'll hurry.
All right, Rob, go on.
Sure, Rob. Go on. I'll take care of the three for you. Why, you...
Now, Rob, remember what you promised.
But he's asking for it, man. Listen, Charlie Wiggum, I ain't hankering to have no more trouble with you, but don't go too far. Nan's my girl, see? You don't like fighting. But don't press me too far.
Go on and warn Mike Mayer. Go on.
All right. I'll be back pretty soon.
Hello, Robin Hawkins. I gotta see you, Mr. Mayor.
Well, what's the matter, Rob?
Well, you better stay home, Mr. Mayor. Don't go out tonight.
Well, why not?
My cowl's out, and he's toting a gun for you. Said he's gonna get you for throwing him in jail this afternoon.
He is, huh? Well, I guess I'll have to see about that.
You don't have to go, do you, Mr. Mayor? Couldn't you give me the authority to tell one of the deputies to arrest him?
Well, I'm afraid not, Rob. Sy's out to get me. I'm the marshal here, and it's my duty to take him in. Thanks for telling me, Rob.
Well, that's all right. I wanted to be sure you knew he was a gunning for you. You think you'll have much trouble with him?
Well, I hope not.
Will you shoot if you have to?
Well, yes, if I have to. I hope I do. I haven't had to kill a man since I've been marshal. Sure would hate to start the new year with a killer.
Those who remember Wichita's early day Marshal Mike Mayer know how much he dreaded the thought of killing a man. They will also remember that Mike Mayer was one of the most courageous men ever to hold the office of City Marshal. Mike was not the swaggering hero of fiction. He was a quiet, unassuming, peace-loving man. The word fear was not in his vocabulary. Dressing and strapping on his revolvers, Mike Mayer went straight to Jim Hope's saloon, a favorite hangout of Cy Cowell.
I hear that Cy Cowell was looking for me.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. He's tanked to the gills.
He's toting the gun, I suppose.
Yeah. He just went out that door a minute ago. You better be careful, Mike.
Thanks, I will. Now, let's see. That door leads to the alley, doesn't it?
Yeah. Pretty dark out there. He may be hiding out there.
Well, I've got to bring him in. I hope it's alive.
Slowly, Mike stepped from the lighted saloon into the darkness of the alley. For a moment, he was blinded by the sudden change of light. Without warning, Cy Cowell stepped from behind the cold inn and opened fire.
I said I'd get you, Mike, Mayor.
I don't be a fool. Give yourself
home. No, I won't.
Let go my wrist. I'll kill you, Mike.
In the struggle that followed, Mike managed to keep from being shot. He was still giving Cy every chance for his life.
Cy, will you listen to reason? I don't want to kill you.
But I want to kill you, and I will. You'll not take me back to jail, Mike, Mayor.
Three shots were fired by Cy, and then he broke and ran away, thinking that perhaps one of the shots had hit Mike. The brave marshal was still unscratched. Cy ran east to the alley and then south to Douglas Avenue, and then turned back toward the corner of Main. Mike reasoned that Cy would probably head toward Main Street, so he turned to go in that direction. There was an ominous sound of cautious footsteps walking along the boardwalk approaching the corner of Main and Douglas. Mike could see Cy Cowell coming toward him. The two men were drawing closer to each other. Neither attempted to turn away. This time, Mike held his revolver firmly in his hand. Within 20 feet of Cy Cowell, he fired. Across the street in the Eagle Hall, the New Year's dance was progressing merrily, but the shot brought an abrupt finish to the music. There was a stampede to the street in the direction of the shot.
It's Cal, all right. He's been shot.
Must have been Mike Mayer.
I wonder where he is.
I don't know. Maybe he's shot, too. We can't tell.
Well, there goes the last of the old year. It's 1878.
And there at midnight on the last dying minutes of the old year, the gaily costumed dancers gazed upon the finish of Cy Cowell. There was a momentary pause, and then...
Well, there's nothing we can do now. Let's go on with the dance.
And so the dance went on, the music of the Eagle Hall floating out into the still, chill night. Cy Cowell's body was carried into Charlie Hill's drugstore, and then a group of the citizens went looking for Mike Mayer. He was found in the alley, his back against the wall, his head down, and his gun still in his hand.
Hey, here he is!
Mike, you all right?
Did he get your mic?
Yes,
Mike.
Coming to him, Mike.
Are you all right?
Gentlemen, I had to do it. It was either him or me. I gave him every chance I could. But I had to do it. I had to do it.
Sure, of course you did. What did he get you?
No, I'm all right.
Wait a minute. There's a bullet hole in your overcoat.
Hmm? Well, sure enough. I guess he came pretty close. Say, but what about that? Is it?
Yeah, you killed him, Mike.
Oh.
And thus it was that Wichita's famous Marshal Mike Mayer killed his first man. The coroner's jury quickly passed a verdict clearing Mike of any blame. Shortly after that fatal New Year's that Mike Mayer announced to his friends,
"Well, I'm resigning my job as marshal."
"Sure enough, Mr. Mayer. You see, this town's going to miss you."
"Oh, I don't know about that, Rob. They'll get along all right."
"Gosh, before you resign, Mr. Mayer, don't you think you can get me on the force? I think I'd like
to." "No, you don't, Rob Hawkins. I'm not going to be married any gun-toting marshal."
"But, Nan, this town needs men that ain't afraid to fight."
"Yes, but it doesn't need men who just love to fight."
"I think Nan's right, Rob. You just listen to her and you'll be all right. Yes, we're growing up. This town's getting out of her wild and woolly days. And just for myself, I hope never have to go through another fracas like that on New Year's Eve. It's no fun, Rob, to kill a man. No fun at all."
"Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for saying that to Rob. You see, you're his hero, Mr. Mayor. His ideal. He thinks that you're the bravest man in the whole world."
And indeed, many Wichitans believed, as this group, that no one could equal the bravery and courage of Mike Mayer. That law and order conquered over lawlessness throughout the West is due to the bravery and courage of the pioneer marshal who calmly faced death in order to uphold the dignity of peace. Sunday evening, the Wichita Eagle brings you a dramatization of one of its many stories. In the files of the Eagle are printed the entire history of Wichita since 1872, and we cordially invite you to listen every Sunday to these stories of the city we love. This is Vernon Reed saying proudly to the whole world, this is Wichita. Wichita.